And a very good evening, everybody. We got a special treat for you here on Q92 tonight. We have Ross Sutter and Art Bjornhjelm here. They're going to present a program of Scandinavian songs and some music, a few jokes, humorous stories. And they've been performing for a wide variety of audiences. They've done thousands of shows around the Midwest. Probably seen them over here at the Madison Mercantile a time or two. And Ross, I know, does a lot of work with the students around the area in the classrooms. And across the country in Scandinavia, they perform both solo and with other groups at festivals and libraries, churches, and, of course, lutefisk dinners, such as we have right here in Madison, Minnesota, coming up during Norsefest. And you're going to see Ross and Art out and about, and we'll cover the schedule here a little later as to where they're going to be this coming weekend. But let's get things going here tonight on Q92, and we're going to turn it right over to Art and Ross. Take it away there, boys.
Here's a little Johann Puslippin, en to tre.
A tune we used to play together all the time up at Nisswa Stemmon. And then one year we pulled a switch and we did another song, and they never quite recovered, but it started our career playing together, I'd have to say.
Okay, there's a town in Wisconsin doesn't have any Norwegians. It's the town of Dickeyville, and this is going to tell you the sad, sad story of a town with no Norwegians.
I can't believe it.
In Dickeyville, none in the valley and none on the hill. There never was and there never will be no Norwegians in Dickeyville.
There's no Janne Jansen in Dickeyville, no Ole Olsen and no Paul Wilson, no Swansons, no Svensons, no Larsons, no Nielsons. There's no Norwegians in Dickeyville.
There's no Norwegians in Dickeyville. None in the valley and none on the hill. There never was and there never will be no Norwegians in Dickeyville.
There's no Rumagroot in Dickeyville, no pickled herring or lefse or sill. There's no lutefisk dinners, they don't like the smell, 'cause there's no Norwegians in Dickeyville.
There's no Norwegians. Cajuns in Dickieville.
Play it again. There's no gumball dance music in Dickieville. No polkas or schottische or waltz or quadrille. There's no hardanger fiddles, they think they're too shrill. 'Cause there's no Norwegians in Dickieville.
There's no Norwegians in Dickieville. None in the valley and none on the hill. There never was and there never will be no Norwegians in Dickieville.
Poor Dickieville.
You know, this celebration this weekend here in Madison, Minnesota, the Norse Fest, it's great to be a part of it. They're well known for their lutefisk contest and their lutefisk dinner. But they're really celebrating when these Scandinavians first came over here, our ancestors. And here's a little song about a young woman following her sweetheart over to America and ending up in Wisconsin looking for her boyfriend, John Johnson, who is somewhere there. Thank goodness the phone had been invented, and she was able to locate the right one. It's a song called Hello, Wisconsin. On a little farm in Sweden, Miss Hilda Hansen one day sold all her pigs, horses, and rigs, packed up and sailed away. New York she landed, asked her, are you alone? She answered, no, I got a beau, they just let me telephone. Hello, Wisconsin, have you seen my Johnny Johnson? Just tell him his Hilda Hansen. Just got off the boat by Emily House, she wants him. You'll know Johnny Johnson, 'cause he's over 6 feet high. He'll jump for joy when he hears it come, 'cause my Johnny boy going to change my name from Hansen to Johnson. So Wisconsin, goodbye. Well, when she landed in Wisconsin, her Johnny Johnson was there. Jan, full of pride, made her his bride. Oh, what a happy pair. The years have showered them with blessings, two little babies so high. When shadows creep, they go to sleep, hearing this lullaby. Hello, Wisconsin, have you seen my Johnny Johnson? Just tell him his Hilda Hansen. Just got off the boat by Emily Howe, she wants him. You'll know Johnny Johnson, 'cause he's over 6 feet high. He'll jump for joy when he hears I've come, 'cause my Johnny boy going to change my name from Hansen to Johnson. So Wisconsin, goodbye.
So pretty, Ross. You sing that so well, it brought a tear to my eye.
You know, though, this festival, the focus has been for so many years that great food that came from the old country. We should maybe sing a song.
You
about
won't
it.
Believe it, Ross. I saw the sign as we drove into Madison, Minnesota. Lutefisk, capital of the United States of America. Can you imagine all 50 states? And we're at the capital of the Lutefisk.
We are there.
We're going to sing a song about the Lutefisk in Minnesota. Because if you want good lutefisk, this is the place to be. If you go to Minnesota for the ethnic cuisine, take a tip from your local Norwegian. In November and December, wherever Lutrans meet, there in every church basement they serve. What is it, Ross?
Lutefisk.
With meatballs on the side.
Lutefisk.
There's no place you can hide.
It's Christmas time in Minnesota. Speeds of some.
That means have some to eat.
Yum, yum, yum.
A real Norwegian treat.
The odor just won't go away.
It's not easy. You get queasy, then that fish first swims by on your plate in a pool of warm butter. But it's been tested and inspected, and it's soaked in pure lye, so there's no chance you'll get salmonella.
Lutefisk.
It slides around your plate.
Lutefisk.
I can hardly wait.
It's Christmas time in Minnesota.
Take a whiff.
Say, tell me, what's that smell?
Sniff to sniff.
Smells like, well, the odor just won't go away. It's so smelly, it looks like yelly. Then they serve up your plate with potatoes and sometimes pickled herring. Put the clothespin on your nose, then rear back and dig in. It's the piece of cod which passes all understanding.
Lutefisk.
We're saving some for you.
Lutefisk.
Half seconds, they're so woo.
It's Christmas time in Minnesota.
Grab your plate.
The line is getting long.
Don't hesitate.
This song is too long, I think.
The odor just won't go away. And soon they might throw it away.
You know, I saw Jerry, the champion lutefisk eater, 45 out of 50 years or something like that. I don't think there's going to be any lutefisks left after the contest.
Well, by the time Jerry and his challenger, Jimmy Olin, get done with it,
there's not much left.
Not much, just some scraps for everybody else.
We got to get our picture taken with him tomorrow there.
That's for sure.
Ooh. Yeah.
have you had your picture taken with the big fish out there?
No, yeah, we got to do that today.
We got to do that, yeah.
Yeah, but Art's already had a proposal of marriage today,
right?
So he's,
yeah,
he's kind of...
Yeah, one, though.
That's all you need.
I said I'd have to check with my wife first.
Good idea.
Maybe we should say a word about what's happening tomorrow. We're going to spend the day in schools. There are some other musicians. There's the North Star Nordic Dancers are coming out. They're terrific. They're going to go out to come here to Madison School. And Art and I with the Twin Cities Hardanger Fiddlers are going to be at the middle school at lunchtime tomorrow. And then we'll be at Appleton Elementary, Milan Elementary School in the afternoon. Then we're all going to the Madison Mercantile for coffee and more tunes. And then the Lutefisk Supper, and Ole Olsen's Old Time Orchestra will take the stage. Art.
Oh, boy. That's really something.
And they'll play through the lutefisk eating, and then they'll play for dancing afterwards, and we'll teach people how to dance. Maybe we'll get those Hardanger fiddlers to play a little bit. Because you got to get up and dance, Art. You're a great dancer.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. And then Saturday morning at 10, we're going to have coffee again. You got to have a lot of coffee. And then we'll have dance and music workshops. Everybody's welcome. This is all free. You just do it, throw a donation in the hat. And on Saturday afternoon at 3, the big show with the dance group, North Star Nordic Dancers, and Ole Olsen's Old Time Orchestra, the Harding Fellowlog, and Art and I will be there too. So it should be a great time in the beautiful Prairie Arts Center.
Let's see if we can play a snappy little polka here, Ross. Take that capo off and away we go. Was a lot of fun. I can just see them all, the couples out there dancing tomorrow night. Woo.
Yeah, I was wondering today if some of that lutefisk gets on the floor, if that would help the dancing, or would that get in the way? You're a better dancer than me, Art. I don't know what the...
Sounds like a lawsuit.
Finish off the floor is what it is.
You know, Ross, there was an awful cold wind blowing when we drove here today.
Oh, that was scary.
And it made me think of winter's not so far away. Here's a little song that was done by Slim Jim and the Vagabond Kid.
Oh, do we even dare sing this?
I think it's a good public service warning that winter is on its way. It was a cold December evening, and the wind began to blow. And soon everything was covered by the drifting, whistling snow.
Ooh,
I found the valley of the drifting, whistling snow. Between two snowbanks when I opened my door next morning. And for hours and hours I wandered aimlessly through the snow, seeking the answers to the many questions that was racing through my feeble brain. Where was everything? Where was my sidewalk, my driveway, my old jalopy? At last I was all pooped out. So I took a shoe, a snooze, and scratched my head and wondered where to go. All at once I realized I was a prisoner here in the valley of the whistling snow. And my wife, she whispered to me, I got to go to Lady's Aid. Shuffle out that old jalopy. And she handed me the spade. Now the settlers and the miners, they broke their backs with pick and hoe. But I tell you that was nothing like the drifting whistling snows. So I took my scoop and started where that old jalopy stood. But after endless hours of shoveling snow, all I saw was just a hood. Then the snow began to drifting, and the wind began to blow, and my jalopy still is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow. How I left my old snow shuffle lying there upon the snow, while I went in the house to dry my hands and warm my frozen toes. While I was gone, the snowbank began to grow and grow. Now my shovel too is resting neath the drifting, whistling snows. Those drifting, whistling snow. Brr. Sends a chill right through my spine, Ross, just to think of that. Of course, if you fatten up with some lutefisk, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, no, and, you know, I like my lutefisk, but I like to mix it with mashed potatoes and butter and then put it inside the lefse.
Oh, roll it up just like a tortilla?
Yeah.
How about that? You know,
lutefisk burrito.
You think they're going to have some lefse at this lutefisk feed you've been bragging about?
I think they better have some or I'm going to be pretty upset.
Well, I know a song about lefse too, you know. And it goes like this. I used a little lefse a while ago a long ways. Give you indigestion most all of the day. Put it on your menu, you'll be sure to say. Used a little lefse a while ago a long ways. If you know what the lefse is, then you could understood. It looks and feels like plastic and it tastes just like plywood. We don't know what invented it, we don't know who's to blame. But if you are Norse, you eat it just the same. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Give you indigestion most all of the day. Put it on your menu, you'll be sure to say. Here's a little lefse, we'll go a long ways. A lefse's good for many things, we can give you proof. For tiling up the kitchen floor or patching up the roof. Some folks even use it as the soles upon their feet, while some folks think it's even good to eat. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Give you indigestion most all of the day. Put it on your menu, you'll be sure to say. Just a little lefse, and it'll go a long way. Little history lesson. Leif Erikson, he had a boat. It was a leaky scow. He says, to beat Columbus, me has got to leave right now. The boat of us leaking badly as they neared the USA. But they plugged the holes, your lefse saved the day. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Give you indigestion most all of the day. Put it on your menu, you'll be sure to say. Just a little lefse. looking forward to some laughs, huh? To go with the lutefisk.
You know, all I can think is, you know, I'm Swede and I'm really enjoying this, but this, the Norwegians seem to be dominating. It must be hard to be a Norwegian and keep your pride under control.
Oh, it's really tough, especially in lutefisk. As certain am I, or the pride just comes right out of us. The rest of the time we hide it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is a time, for us Norwegians to be proud. And so we're going to sing a little song about that as soon as I can think how it goes. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. Some people tell me I'm stubborn, that I like to argue and fight. But to me, it only seems logical to be stubborn when you know that you're right. Right? My wife says I'm insufferable. Well, I don't even know what that means, unless it has something to do with the way I wipe snus off my chin with my sleeves. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when your ancestors came from Norway. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I look more extinguished each day. To know me is to wonder what lutefisk does to the brain. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. My kids tell me I talk funny. They tell me my English is crude, but I don't think they sound much better. Like I mean, they're totally radical, dude. Think that? No, people tell me I'm a cheapskate. They say that I'm downright stingy, but why should I buy new things when I find what I want at the Salvation Army? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when your ancestors came from Norway. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I look more extinguished each day. To know me is to wonder what lutefisk does to the brain.
We're going to find out.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Everybody join in.
But we're doing the best that we can. Yodelady, holody, holody, holody. Yodelady, holody. Yodelady, holody. Yodelady, holody, 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 holody. Yodelady, holody, yodelady. Yodelady, holody, holody, holody. Yodelady, holody. Yodelady, holody. Yodelady, holody, 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 holody. Yodelady, holody. Yodelady.
I had two aunts, Olga and Borghild. They called themselves the Dakota Sweethearts up in Columbus, North Dakota. They used to sing and yodel, and they said, always put a yodel on the end of the song. People love it.
Well, we're, you know, at 7 o'clock, but since we're having fun, we're going to go for we'll go for a few more minutes here. So you got another one you can do for us? I should mention this is KLQP, Madison Dawson. Now I've done my legal obligation. So.
Don't you have to say capital of the
ludicrous capital of the USA? That's not a requirement, but I could say that.
Oh, I think the regulators would require that.
Like that. Yeah. Do a couple more.
All right.
You got another one you want to sing there, Ross?
Well, yeah, I was just looking here.
You know so many. Otherwise, I could play him a snappy version of Leave It to Finnskogen.
Yeah, don't you? I was thinking of that. Why don't we do that? I don't know what key I'm
in. I'm going to play it in the key of D.
All right, I'll try that.
Might it be help if we both do key of D?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2. I was thinking, every year we play at the Big Norsk Husfest in Minot, North Dakota. We've been doing that now for decades. And here's a little song about lutefisk in Minot.
You know, I think it's important that we teach kids how to eat lutefisk. I'm glad to see they've got a special category for the under 14, the guppies, I think they call them here. Starting those kids out young, because that's the way we learned to eat pickled herring and lutefisk. And maybe this song helped the kids up in Minot, North Dakota, to be a little braver about eating these exotic foods.
You listen to these words. It's a very important message. It takes time. Driving through the snow on one winter's day, bound for Grandma's house in my not far away. Three kids in the back, they're hungry and they're bored. No one told them what to expect when Grandma opened the door. Oh, what's that smell? What's that smell? This is just insane. What's this dish called lutefisk? Could someone please explain? Soaked in lye, I wonder why. I wonder who's to blame. Anything that smells this bad should go right down the drain. Grandma only smiled, she's seen it all before. She says, just plug your nose and come in through the door. With lefse and meatballs, the meal it was a hit. And now that my kids are grown up, they all love lutefisk. Oh, lutefisk, lutefisk, I can hardly wait. Load a heaping helping of that lutefisk on my plate. Grandma knew it takes some time for them to learn what's best. And when they want good lutefisk, Alaska to the Norse Book Fest. Yeah, then you want good lutefisk, go to the Madison Norse Fest.
Oh, that's going to help a lot, I think, to get those kids feeling brave enough. We'll have to sing that in the school tomorrow, I think. You know, we got one more song here. I think we should do that grand old song that all the Scandinavian countries seem to claim, at least Sweden and Norway, although it was the Danes that, I guess, wrote the song. It's called Hälsa dem där hemma, greet the folks at home. And we hope some folks will be singing along as we play it for you here.
I stand at night while the stars above are bright, far away from friends and home, lonely here I roam. Swallows on their wings so high, now in spring they homeward fly to the sunlight beams unto my childhood dreams. Greet my dear old mother, greet my father too, and my little brother when he welcomes you.
long, everyone. Hope
Thanks,
to see
everybody.
You this weekend.
All right. I want to thank you guys for coming out. And again, any last words here to encourage them to get on out to Norsefest?
Well, we've got a great lineup of folks coming out that have lived and loved this music and this dance for many years. And you can go shopping. There's two craft fairs going on all day and tours of the museums. They got everything going out here. This is a great supportive community. And you got to come and see the Mercantile with its many rooms of wonders. And
yeah, that's kind of a one-of-a-kind place over there.
It really is. And I think Madison's a one-of-a-kind kind of community, too. So thanks for...
As mayor, I welcome. I appreciate hearing that. And on behalf of the city, we thank you.
Thanks. It's we're really pleased to be here.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you do one more to bring us on out of here? I kind of fade us out of here and get into something else. And, again, thanks a lot for... coming on the radio tonight.
Thank you.
Gee.
You've been listening to the music of Art Bjornhjelm and Ross Sutter live on Q92. Be sure to check them at those several locations coming up in the next couple of days here in Madison. And happy Norsefest, everybody.